I'm Jim McKeown. Welcome to Likely Stories, a weekly review of fiction, nonfiction, and poetry. James Wood is a respected journalist and author. He is an English literary critic, essayist, and novelist. The Book Against God is his first novel. Thomas Bunting is a charming but exasperating writer working on his PhD, which he seems unable to complete. His father becomes ill, and he returns to his family in a tiny village in the north of England. Wood writes, "At the moment, I'm living in an unpleasant little room, a bedsit, I suppose, in Swiss Cottage, in a 1930s building on the Finchley Road, pounded by traffic. I moved there in May, just after my father's funeral, and after my estranged wife put me on probation. At the service, with father's body barely cold, Jane told me she would have me back only if I could prove to her that I was no longer a liar, an operation which, I see now, has more than a touch about it of the famous Cretan paradox. In 4 months, nothing has happened yet on that front. So here I am on the Finchley Road alone. The landlord asked me for the rent in cash every Saturday morning." Thomas's father tries to help. He writes, "My parents' finances were sickly in my memory. Father seems to be continually driving to Durham to meet the bank manager to arrange for another lease of life. Though my parents weren't ascetic, indeed quite worldly by instinct, our family was materially thin. All our textures were strained through the sieve of their finances." Wood's prose is exceptional, as well as lyrical in many places. Thomas had extravagant tastes. The secularist, as I certainly consider myself, has a duty to be worldly, to take the pagan waters at spas of his own choosing. Don't I have Nietzsche, one of my favorite philosophers, to support me? And Camus, the Algerian bather seducer? He does a lot of introspection. He writes, 10 years ago at University College, when I was a student there, Professor Syme called me the great pretender. What did he mean by that? I think I was a pretty good philosophy student at London. Rather idle, very plausible for sure, picking at odd tufts of learning. Asked to read Plato, I would spend a few days with Plotinus. That's my way of doing things. It was not so much a deception as a disdain for the bridle. I like to be free. Syme predicted that I would win top marks, or fail badly, in my final exams. I won top marks, and then had the pleasure of frustrating expectations by not staying on to do a doctorate. There were moments of dry humor, but overall, The Book Against God by James Wood is an interesting and thought-provoking exploration of the mind of a young philosopher. 5 stars. Likely Stories is a production of KWBU. I'm Jim McKeown. Join me again next time for Likely Stories, and happy reading.